This is a quick audio for a review of the UFC 253 fight between Adesanya and Costa. And from the start, I'm not sure many people could have predicted it. You had people that guessed, but there were people saying Adesanya's got experience and a certain way of fighting and his skill set that would make him win, his long reach, his height advantage. Then there were people that were like, Costa's a heavier, you know, weight and bigger guy, so he's gonna, once he starts punching, it's gonna be too much for Adesanya. And in the end, this is a spoiler if you haven't watched the fight, you should watch the fight first. Adesanya won, and it looked pretty simple, and it was two rounds, and he basically done the fundamentals, I would say. You know, attacking the leg on the outside first, lower leg, and then he went to the inside leg a bit, and you know, you could see it was taking its toll on Costa. He was pretending it didn't, making faces and gestures, but eventually it does take its toll on you, and Costa's leg was getting red and bruised, and I think they said the measurements was Costa was 6'1" and Adesanya's 6'4", but you know, throughout the fight, it seemed Costa was shrinking because he had to bend his leg because it was hurting that much. So, you know, that took his toll and it was playing on Costa's mind. And then Adesanya just managed to clip him and finish him off. It was a good masterclass. I mean, the way I've said it, it probably sounds a lot simpler than that. I mean, it was a lot of work that he put in. There was a few, you know, combinations, but it was straightforward. I did wonder whether the fight could have gone on a bit longer. You know, when the Adesanya was like on top of Costa and he was pummeling him with the hammer punches, possibly Costa could have used his upper body still. He couldn't get up from his legs, but could have used his upper body in a certain way to position himself and do better. But it was stopped anyway, and Adesanya rightfully won. Costa didn't offer much. A few, you know, kicks to the body. I think he landed about 3 upper body kicks to Adesanya, and 2 of them were like not full strength, and on the 3rd one I think Adesanya gave him a response, so that kind of backed him off. And the punches from Costa wasn't much. Oh yeah, there wasn't much from Costa. I don't know if he was startled by the event. Like, you know, it's a big event for him, because he did seem like his face looked different at the start of the match, like he wasn't up for it. But you could see Adesanya was comfortable, relaxed, doing what he normally does. And I think with the shorter reach of Costa, he was relying on being able to get close to him and punch him, but he couldn't do that because the longer reach of Adesanya kept him at bay. And that did make a difference, and it was tactics really. You know, Costa was trying to wind him up with little face gestures, sticking out his tongue and telling him to come on, attack, all that kind of stuff, but it didn't work. And I questioned Costa from the beginning. I thought he's just talking a good game, which you have to do to sell a fight sometimes, but there wasn't really anything that I saw from him that indicated he was going to win, apart from him being big, and you know, he's faced people that stand there for him to hit. They didn't move around as much as Adesanya would. And then he had videos where he's in the area getting ready for the fight, but he's looking like he's enjoying a different life. I'm not sure how much he earns, but he looks like he's enjoying the life he has now from that match. And I don't know if that was the main goal. You know, you get your big meal ticket and that's it. Or whether he thinks he can go further after this match, I don't know. But it seems like the whole idea, he was saying in the video, is he's achieved his dream and look how he's living. And I don't know if he was living like that before. And it's only now through this fight that he's, you know, got a bit more money. But I don't think his mind was fully on the fight. And we'll see where he goes from here, if he's still going to be a big name or not. but it was a good job by Adesanya, and he goes on to face other people, and it was definitely worth a watch. I didn't stay up for it though, I watched a replay of it, and it was a good fight.